And right now we'll have a presentation by Ms. Tennille Howard. And the title of her presentation is Windows of Opportunity, the U.S.-Mexican Consulate and Susan G. Common Inspired Approach to Address Breast Cancer Disparities Among Mexican Women in the United States. She's currently a community health manager at Susan G. Common, as well as a PhD student, a DRPH student at Jackson State University. Please welcome Tennille Howard.
Thank you. Can everyone hear me fine? Okay. So the objectives of my presentation today are really to describe the approach that we used for piloting culturally relevant health education to Mexican women and talk about pilot projects that were implemented and the impact of those pilot projects, as well as the rollout of a national project that will ensue based on the results from the pilot project that we conducted. So, forming a partnership, Susan G. Komen and the Embassy of Mexico actually started communicating about how we could support their VDS or Ventanilla de Salud programs or Windows of Health to incorporate more breast health messaging into the curriculum that these Windows of Health programs provide at the Mexican consulates. And so Windows of Health programs or Ventanilla de Saluds are actually self-contained health programs that are at the Mexican consulates across the United States that are designed to provide health education, health promotion, and direct individuals to preventive health services or connect them with primary care. As I mentioned, they do exist in all of the consulates across the United States, and they are funded by the Ministry of Health. And so this is a standalone piece outside of the other services that the consulates provide. And so we were in communication with the Embassy of Mexico and decided that we would launch a two-phase project to meet their needs of incorporating more breast health messaging into the curriculum and actually just build the capacity of the VDS programs to address breast health in their communities. So the two-phase approach that we decided on in partnership with the embassy was looking at capacity-building grants as well as delivering a breast cancer toolkit to address the needs of this population. So in 2012 of January, we released the request for applications, and this was done in partnership with the Embassy of Mexico that are responsible for the programs. These were this was a competitive RFA that was released, and we were seeking to fund one-year pilot projects to address health awareness and really to promote action among Mexican women in the U.S. And the invitations were extended to consulate partner organizations based on three criteria. So while the consulate has the VDS programs on site, they don't actually administer the programs. There's typically a community-based organization that oversees or administers the programs because they have expertise in managing or providing health education. And in the later slides, you'll see examples of some of those organizations. And we had three criteria to actually release the RFA. So not all of the consulate programs received, or consulate partners received the RFA. It was limited to those that met these three criteria. And it was looking at the percentage of Latinos living in the target area. We wanted our Komen affiliates to have the capacity to carry out the program or actually partner with the VDS program, and we also work with the Mexican Embassy to ensure that the VDS program had the capacity to carry out projects of this magnitude as well. And then certainly we wanted the Ventanillas to have an interest in working with our affiliates, because one of our goals with this project was certainly to ensure that we were forging or expanding partnerships with the Komen affiliates with these VDS projects so that we could basically learn from that and use that to build on. The purpose of the grant program was to build organizational capacity to address key breast health barriers that are unique to Hispanic or Latino populations. So again, going back to that goal of the Mexican Embassy, they really wanted to build the capacity of the VDS sites at the consulates to address health barriers. And these health barriers are typical of what you see in underserved communities or communities with people that don't have insurance, transportation issues, or lack of transportation, lack of insurance, misinformation or lack of information about resources that exist in the community. So these are the types of challenges that the grantees were going to have to address in the projects that they implemented. We also wanted to establish a successful model for collaboration between the programs as well as and our affiliates in these communities, obviously impacting, maximizing the impact that we could have at communities. And then finally, we wanted to provide funding to support projects that identify priorities through our Coleman affiliate community profiles, which are essentially needs assessments that are done every 2 to 3 years for our affiliates to identify priority areas, gaps, or unmet needs in their communities to address specifically. And so when we teased out what was affecting the Latina communities, culturally appropriate outreach and education was a priority. Access to breast health services was certainly a priority. And then support services or programs for breast cancer patients were priorities. And when we look specifically at the underlying factors related to each of these three areas, there's lack of knowledge about bicultural resources or materials that exist in the community, lack of knowledge about lay health advisors or community health workers that may be resources within the community, and then just the lack of bilingual providers at all levels of service. When you look at access to care challenges, transportation challenges exist for these populations often, lack of insurance or financial support, and then certainly lack of knowledge, or just the fear of navigating the healthcare system. And then in terms of support system, there was lack of support groups for these populations and then lack of post-diagnosis support as well. And so we ended up funding four projects as a result of releasing the RFA. And the projects were implemented in Little Rock, Arkansas, San Antonio, San Diego, and Dallas. And as I mentioned before, the funding didn't go directly to the Mexican consulate. It went to organizations that administer these programs. So you see the College of Public Health in Little Rock represented here in San Antonio. The YWCA was the fiduciary agent. Project Concern International was the agent organization in San Diego that implemented the project, and then in Dallas it was the Area Health Education Center. And so this is just a summary of the strategies that were implemented in these projects and programs once they began. And they were one-year pilot projects, so a lot of community outreach, education, and referrals were built into all of these programs. Mobile mammography was utilized by two of the programs. Promotor training and community health worker training was conducted in two of the programs as well, and they went out and educated women into the community. All of the programs had some level of patient navigation involved, and then of course support services were key to some of the programs as well. So again, you can see the challenge areas that we identified in the RFA were addressed through the grantees. So this summarizes the output, and this is aggregated data of the outcomes from all four of the grantees. So they've all completed their projects. Actually one just last month, so the projects have been completed at this time. And in terms of breast cancer education, over 22,000 individuals were reached with this project. And the way it was typically carried out is the Mexican consulate would where people would come in for various services, they would build in 10 to 15 minute informational sessions on breast health. And so while they were reaching men and women through these sessions, it oftentimes resulted in men coming and asking that information, that person who provided the information, about resources for women in their family or their wives. So we were able to have an impact that way as well. So that 22,000 represents men and women. When you break down the type of sessions that were conducted, there were 928 small group education sessions roughly 3,700 one-on-one education sessions, and then large events like health fairs or other events. We had 44 of those. And throughout the duration of this project, 7,400 education materials were distributed. And a lot of this was information from Komen on our breast self-awareness messaging, but also other credible organizations like American Cancer. When you look at screening and support services, the output is that 1,588 women were referred for mammograms as a result of these pilot programs. 73 were referred for diagnostic services. 97 received some type of psychosocial support. And then 6 women were referred to treatment assistance. And this could have been their state programs, such as the breast and cervical cancer programs, or it could have been non-state funded programs that provide treatment assistance to these to women in these communities. One of the big indicators for us was partnerships, because obviously after providing this one-year funding, we wanted these to be sustained programs or have some momentum going forward in these communities and really having built the capacity of these VDS programs. So as a result of these 4 initiatives or 4 pilot projects, 67 partnerships were forged. And we think that's significant because, again, that speaks to sustainability and really being able to move forward with these projects beyond our funding. And then, of course, media was utilized. There was radio, newspaper, and press releases to promote the program within these various communities. So in terms of community impact, the VDS has reported, obviously, that they were able to increase women's knowledge about services available in the community. And often that's what you hear. Women just don't know about the resources and services that are available. So that was very significant. But more so, we increased the VDS staff knowledge about resources regarding breast cancer in their community because they had to go out and develop these partnerships and learn how to navigate women. So it was significant in that area as well. And then the VDS sites also just felt better equipped to educate individuals as well as link people to services. Because even though these are windows of health, the title windows of health, and they have health information and they serve as a clearinghouse of health information, there was really no effort related to breast cancer and providing breast cancer resources for women in these communities. And so this allowed that effort to be really concentrated and dedicated to that. And so we've definitely built the capacity to be able to do that. And one other piece is that it really allowed for culturally adapted breast health information to be delivered to clients who need culturally adapted information. In terms of sustainability and what the grantees reported that they would be doing post-funding, is one of them, or actually 2 of the projects, have secured funding to continue or actually expand on the project that we launched through these pilot programs. One actually established a partnership with their a local work site to go out and educate women. And I talked about partnerships being significant, and really we wanted partnerships that would allow them to facilitate access to care for women. But I think it's also significant that you have partners that allow you to provide education and outreach, because you then have that effect of having more women informed in the community. The key breast health messages will be incorporated into ongoing outreach at the VDS sites. Again, we wanted to build this into the curricula going forward of VDS sites, and that was certainly significant for us. One of the sites designated this as one of their legacy programs, and that simply means that it's a signature program, it was successful, and it's something that they identify as a real need in the community, and they want to move forward with that. And so they have committed their internal resources to keep this program going, and it included the patient navigation and outreach and education. And then certainly the communities that had mobile units come into their community, they will continue those services where those didn't exist before. So that's certainly significant in terms of sustainability. In terms of the grant program itself and from a Komen headquarters perspective, we think the community impact was certainly significant. If you look at the number of people that were reached via the outreach and education efforts, certainly addressed many unmet needs and gaps in these communities, but certainly also establishing sustainable partnerships that will allow these programs or the impact of these programs to flourish well after these pilot projects have ended. We also definitely increased the capacity of these BDS programs to provide breast self-awareness messages and greater awareness of resources for breast health in these communities. And it was relayed at one of the site visits that the BDSs come together annually or biannually to share information about programs that have been successful or projects that they really enjoyed implementing. And so this is one, during a site visit, the project director shared that they would certainly be sharing this information with the other VDS sites. So again, there's opportunity to grow this just by sharing those best practices and promising practices that these programs implemented. So our phase two of the project, or this partnership with the Mexican Embassy, is the rollout of a National Latino Breast Cancer Education Toolkit in 2014, and it's designed to be an online toolkit that's user-friendly, simple, easy to use, and it will certainly include samples of our breast health awareness materials, but more so provide information on how to best use this these materials, and also provide talking points for various audiences, whether you're doing one-on-one education, group education, or larger community presentations. And so PowerPoints and talking points and all of that should be included in the toolkit, and it's currently being worked on. It will be a dual language toolkit, and it's aimed at the Ventanillas, of course, but also our Komen affiliates, grantees, and any organization or entity that works targeting this population would be ideal for using this toolkit, but really just something turnkey with resources that can be used to address the health education needs of Latina populations. It will be pre-tested and piloted at one of the Ventanilla sites, as well as, I believe, some of our Komen or grantees, and then training will be provided on implementing the toolkit. And so I think we'll reserve questions, but just that second phase now is underway development, and we're looking forward to launching that toolkit and really moving forward with our partnership with the embassy next year. Thank you.